That was the Olympics.
It was really awesome.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, a lot cooler than this.
Your practice ended short, but you've done that before. How'd you pick Reader?
Say that again, John.
How'd you decide on who you were picking in practice?
I usually try to pick someone that I think I have confidence that they may catch it, but I know there's a chance they may drop it. So if he drops it, we're going back to practice. If he catches it, we're going to move on to the next phase. So he did a good job. He's had a good camp, and he's a young player, so that's usually what I try to do there.
Obviously, you've seen what you want to do.
Yeah, you know, John, I think that these guys really work hard. You know, I think that it's been a productive training camp. We've gotten a lot done. We've worked very hard against two teams. I'm not saying it's been perfect. We got a long way to go, but you know, it's about 115 heat index out here right now, and I think they were busting pretty good this morning, and it was time to call it a day and reward them.
What do you want to see Sunday that you haven't seen so far?
Just a continuation of improvement. You know, I don't really look at, I'm not going into a game saying I need to see this, I need to see that. I just need to see a continuation of trying to take the ball away on defense, securing the football better than we did last week on offense, win the penalty battle, play good special teams, win the field position battle. And I want guys to really go out there and play well and be productive, because we're still evaluating guys. You know, we've got a lot of tough decisions to make over the next, you know, 10 days or whatever it is. And so I want guys to go out there and play well. You know, I don't think there's a – I don't necessarily look at that as a balance. I think it's more about – because that's all important, you know. So I think that if a guy goes out there and knows what to do and knows his assignments and can execute the call, and then we can, you know, go make plays, then that's all going to work together, you know. So if guys go out there and they're not sure what to do, and, you know, maybe they're not, you know, executing the call the right way, then we're not going to play well offensively. So I think it all kind of goes together. Yeah, he'll be all right. Yeah, he just a little rest day today. No update on Nick. I think we're improved. I don't think we're where we need to be, but I think our coverage units have definitely improved. I think there's still some things we need to do to be even better there. I think our return game definitely needs to improve. I think we have some guys that can return kicks, punts and kicks, and we've got to do a better job of fielding the ball, blocking for him, understanding the type of return we have on, but I definitely think it's better. Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that's one thing that Shane does really well. We've got some good gunners that can go down there and down the ball. That's kind of what I'm saying when it comes to field position football. You know, if we can, you know, if we have to punt the ball from the 50-yard line, and we can down the ball inside the 10, then I think defensively, you know, I just think it's going to be hard to drive the ball 95, 90 plus yards on our defense. So I think that's something that we're doing a good job with, and we have to continue to do a good job with it. Yeah, he's a smart player. He's definitely has toughness. Very, very good pickup for us in the offseason. He's got leadership qualities. He comes from a winning organization in Kansas City, obviously, and, you know, just really like the job that he's done so far. Yep.
How do you balance the game planning and trying to put exotic things in, but also trying not to show too much, even if it's the dress rehearsal game?
There's no balance there. There will not be any exotic things shown ever in the preseason. So, like, there's absolutely no balance. It's just about going out and playing smart, fundamental, good football. There's a huge difference between the preseason and the regular season and the playoffs. Like, they're just three totally separate things. This is not a dress rehearsal for anything. I mean, we have 90 players on the roster. Some of those guys are injured. So, you know, obviously, you know, 30 plus of these guys probably, you know, they're not going to be here. Only 53 guys are going to be here for that game week of Chicago. So there's just a lot of differences. It's not, I don't look at it as the dress rehearsal and we've got to come out here and have a game plan for Arizona. We'll have a little game plan. We'll go out there and try to execute it to the best of our ability. We've got to coach well. We've got to play well and then take the next step after we evaluate the Arizona game.